Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
You know, the picture of a yoke is one we've talked about many times, where a farmer, in order to accomplish something, will take two animals and connect them with a wooden bar, typically, I guess, in the old days at least. And then he would attach the reins, and then they would be directed to down a certain, probably to plow, let's say. And the strength of the two animals would work together. And obviously they had to go the same way and work together. Well, the reality is, as I say, though, people of this world are yoked to the devil and don't know it. He has got a yoke on them, and no matter how it works out, they're going the wrong way and working for something that, like I say, like Jesus said, you've gained the whole world, lose your soul, what? What good is it? There's no future in this world. And that's why Jesus came, because God said, I've got a plan that goes beyond this. Every one of you has a life that's infected with sin and death. It's a power that's going to destroy everyone. That's all they have. You know, my mind went back to Jim Elliot, the famous missionary who died as a martyr back in the 1950s. And he had graduated from college, a brilliant young man with all kinds of abilities and just had a personality. He had all the goods where his fellow classmates just thought, this is the guy who's going to just excel. Whatever he does, he's going to really make a name for himself and accomplish great things. And the Lord called him to be a missionary to lost tribes down in a remote area of South America. And his friends thought, this guy is nuts. He's crazy. Why would he give up the opportunity to do all this for that? And he made a note in his diary that's been oft quoted since. He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep in order to gain what he cannot lose. Praise God. That's what Jesus came for, so that you and I could have something that we couldn't even lose. I mean, it's just a whole different spirit, a whole different life. That's why he says you need to be born again. You know, I started to say a while ago about the weary and burdened part and about the fact that it's a good thing when God causes us to be conscious of our need. And I want to say this, because it's entirely possible, probable, that when people grow up in a church environment and basically they're shielded from a lot of the things that go on in the world, you can be so sheltered, relatively speaking, that you don't realize. It doesn't really dawn on you that you need him. All the Lord would have to do is change your outward circumstances and your life would be hell. I thank God for that when he does allow us to grow up like that. But there are people that grow up in the church. And I want to remind you of something that we've said many times. God doesn't have grandchildren. There has to come a time when you feel your need and you realize what your life is really about, and the fact that if you go ahead with your plans and your life and you say, that's what it's about, I see all the possibilities of this world and I want to explore this and do that. Oh, look at all the plans that I have. If you go down that road, you're going to run away from God and lose everything. God, in his love, reaches out. Sometimes people go the wrong way and the Lord reaches out and pulls them like the sheep. gets caught in the briars. That's always God's heart. Always to reach out. Always, as long as there's a grain of hope in somebody's spirit that they can listen and make the choice to respond. God is going to reach out. We are so rapidly getting to the end of the age when every choice will have been made. I tell you, I want to be in the kingdom that's going to last. I serve one who conquered the enemy at the cross. He rules. He's done away with the guilt that I couldn't possibly deal with. He paid the price that he paid the debt I could not possibly pay. Praise God. I want to serve Him, and I want Him to be Lord. But you see the picture here. It's not just, hey, come, I'll take care of it, I'll make you feel better. This is so much deeper than that. You are part of a kingdom that is passing away. You'll never find anything down here that you need. It just isn't there. But I want you to come, and I'll give you, in the first place, I will put a hope in your heart. When you come to me from your heart and you surrender, you hand your life over to me and recognize that's what this is about, I either belong to that or I belong to Him. There is no middle ground. I want to belong to the one that loves me, has sacrificially loved me and given me a hope that goes beyond this world. Oh, I'll tell you, remember the other thing Jesus said about the religious folks? He talked very specifically about their inspiration. You are of your father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning, didn't remain in the truth. When he speaks a lie, he's speaking his native language because he's a liar and the father of it. He's a liar, a destroyer. And God has given somebody like me hope. Thank God. Thank God. The more I go, the more I realize how much I needed a Savior. Still do. And of course, we're still learning. There's no magic button that just makes everything go away. But think of the picture of what we have here. The Lord in His has a purpose in our, we've said this many times, but of our living here. He doesn't just say, all right, come to me and I'll whisk you out of here. And you'll never have another trial, another burden, another anything. It's not that way, is it? There's something about living in a broken world and making choices that helps to form what we will become in the forever world that is to come. But what a picture it is for us to actually be connected to the Lord. And He doesn't just say, I'm going to put a chain on you, guy, and you're going to have to do what I say or else. This is, you take my yoke. There are choices you and I make every day. Am I going to really walk with the Lord? Am I going to consciously look to Him? Am I going to recognize that the only way I'm going to get through this world and handle the stuff that the Lord is going to allow to happen in my life, I'm going to have to walk with Him. Jesus, you think about this. I don't think He ever says this in so many words, but you think about the unity. He did talk about being absolutely one with the Father. Never do you ever have this picture that some paint that is, here's Jesus trying to convince His Father to do something He didn't want to do. There was absolute unity in every bit of it. The Father walked with Him in everything. Jesus never faced the things that He faced alone. It was always with the strength that God gave Him. And that's the picture He paints for you and for me. You remember how He told His disciples, in the world you will have trouble. But cheer up, I've overcome the world. There's no such thing as living in this world and never having anything that we think is bad happen. But oh, What a horrible place it is for people just to try to figure out and cope with this and not have Jesus. When he loves to walk, to live in us and walk with us and teach us. He's a pretty good example, isn't he? He faced a lot more than you and I will ever face. And he did it with a grace and with a trust. He prayed. He had to do some serious praying. And the Lord always answered him, didn't he? Gave him the strength that he needed. And he was able to walk through all of this life. That same one has promised to walk with somebody like me. Boy, do I want to get up in the morning and say, Lord, thank you for this day. Walk with me through it, because it's not just that I'm with you, it's that, you know, you think about when you yoke two animals together, it's not just some random thing so they can hang out in the pasture together. There's something specific that the farmer has in mind when he puts the two together. If they're just going to go out and be in the pasture, they don't need a yoke. But when he puts them together with a yoke, there's work. There's something actual that has to happen, that he has a purpose in fulfilling. Does that kind of remind you of what we talked about last week? I never made the connection until really last evening. With Ephesians 2:10 about how the Lord's prepared works ahead of time for us to do. We come to him with his strength, with his grace, with his forgiveness. It's all from him. But he brings us into a relationship where, okay, now there's a reason you're here. I've got a place for you in this world that matters. You are going to be able to influence the world around you and grow up to be the person I've made you to be in the first place, but you're going to actually live with a purpose. And as we walk together and you listen for my voice and you do what I say with the strength that I'm going to give you, we're going to actually have an effect that will last into eternity. Isn't that amazing? It's simple truth, but do you see how all this ties together? And it all starts with come. Come. Make the choice. Listen to my voice. Humble yourself. I don't know who all may hear this. I know that this goes out in a lot of places. It's not important who I am. It's important who he is. But his word to you, here or some other place that's going to hear this later. That same Jesus, he's still here. Just here in a different way. He's here in his people, not just in his own body. He's able to be in many people at once. And not everybody that claims to be a Christian is one. But there are people that know him. God wants you to be one of them. This word is not just history. It's not just religious doctrine. This is an invitation from the Son of God, inspired by his Father, that is directed to you.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.